This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Stamattina mi sono alzata. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 stamattina. Patrick Sawyer, a senior journalist at The Telegraph who produced a piece about me some time ago, a completely libelous piece where he misrepresents me completely. In fact, forget about just misrepresenting me, he misrepresents the entire situation in Leicester between the Hindutva and the Muslim people. Let's take a look at what he looks like, because it's already on the public record. He's got an open Twitter account. There's no problems here. And in fact, he was showing pictures of me as well. In fact, mentioning where I live. I think he lives in Middlesex, London, just to return the favor to him, since he has he tried to expose where I live. No problem. You live in Middlesex, London, I think it is. Anyway, no matter. This individual will now have to present himself in a court of law, because he is officially being sued. Now, whether or not he wins the case is aside the point. The fact that you decided to misrepresent me in the ways that you have means now that you will be inconvenienced with a court case. But what wouldn't be known is that I actually gave you an opportunity to make reasonable retractions. I recorded the conversation that I had with you in kind. And in that conversation, I went through piece by piece what exactly was misrepresentative about that article. The first thing I said to you, as you can hear, or you'll be able to hear, is that I have never and will never, or don't have the time or any kind of inclination to attend supposed anti-Jewish protests. The only ever protests I've attended, or spearheaded, or been a party to, are pro-Palestinian protests. And unless in your mind the two notions are equivalent, then this is nothing but pure misrepresentation. And in fact, not just that. It's a clear attempt by the media to employ this kind of censoriousness, or to create a culture of censoriousness for individuals who are activists for the Palestinian cause by labeling them with the worst kind of labels. I have to break it to you. Not only is this unfair, is it illegal in this country for you to say something like that, but also it is something which now demonstrates your desperation and the fact that you've lost the argument. The fact is this: I have had conversations with Jewish people, debates with Jewish people, debates with Zionist people, countless debates. And all of them were favorable to me. As you can see with the hundreds, actually not hundreds of thousands, I would say tens of millions of people who have viewed such debates. I've even produced a book on the matter of Zionist terrorism. And so after the public have seen this and millions of people have been affected and the intellectual white towel has been thrown in, this is what you have to resort to now, isn't it? You now have to resort, instead of trying to defeat me with facts and scholarly references and citations, now it's anti-Jewish. Okay. Even though there are unequivocal statements on this very channel of me speaking against anti-Semitism. But let's disregard that, not even mention that, and refer to me as anti-Jewish. Do you think you have proven yourself to be victorious in so doing? Or is this a great defeat for you? And for all I know, you are an Italian man. You've got no dog in the fight anyway. But of course, you're working for the Telegraph, and the Telegraph has its own history. Secondly, you mention other things in the article, which I explained to you, I've never said. You say he's a self-described scholar or self-proclaimed scholar. I've never made such proclamation. And I explicitly told you on the phone that that was the case. You lied again and said, yes, I found it on your website. You'll not find any such statement on my website. Now, you may see this as a point of triviality, but it's not trivial for me, because if you're a journalist who's integrous, the point is you're meant to be able to quote things properly. And if you're incompetent, negligent, foolish, low IQ, to the point where you can't even copy and paste things properly, something a year 10 can do, a competent year 10 can do, forget about that, even a year 8 or 9 can do in this country, then what are you doing as a senior journalist in something like The Telegraph? Thirdly, he actually starts speaking about my relationship with my father. I want to know why. And he says, I spoke to a close relative. By the way, you couldn't have spoken to a close relative because I don't have many close relatives in this country. And in fact, the ones that I do have in this country were abroad for the most part. And it's impossible for you to have such information. In fact, if you had spoken to a close relative, can you please reveal the source? Because I'm telling you that it is practically operationally impossible. But for you to include a section on an article related to Hindutva-Muslim tensions about my relationship with my father not only demonstrates the height, the epitome of desperation, shows the public the extent to which you are trying to smear, or you're involved in a smear campaign against me. But now you've become famous. Yes, not only inconvenienced. You thought you could put up this article, you and Catherine Lau. Let's take a picture of C. Catherine Lau. For some reason, she is someone who's on this article. She hasn't contacted me at all. She didn't do any of her own checks at all. So she puts her name on an article like this. I know that she's a feminist. Maybe she's agitated by my anti-feminist views. Maybe she's agitated by me somehow or some reason. Maybe she wants to. Maybe. Maybe she's just trying to climb the career ladder. What people will do nowadays to climb a career ladder. What's next? What are you going to do next for climbing career ladder? Try and smear somebody, a community, not mention the fact that there's a Hindutva problem in Leicester, which is a far-right, radical organization that if anybody knew, yes, if anybody knew, if its roots connected to the RSS, the second chief of which actually praised the Holocaust and called for one, all of that is conspicuously absent in your article, but you want to focus on Mohammed Hijab and his relationship with his father. Do you think this is good reporting and good journalism? Is this in the public interest? I don't think this is in the public interest, but both of you collaborated on this point. So I'm wondering why Catherine Lau, why you put your name to such a thing? Didn't you think it would drag you down as well? Did you think there would be no consequence to such a written piece? Did you think there would be no legal consequence, no PR consequence? You're dealing with a public figure who has a viewership which is comparable to The Telegraph itself. Are you mad? Did you think there was not going to be a response? How can you throw stones when you live in a glass house? Your viewership is restricted to the United Kingdom. Our viewership is not restricted to the United Kingdom. Now you've become famous in all kinds of countries. You go to Malaysia, someone, oh, that's, isn't that Patrick Sauer? Isn't that the liar? You go to any Arab country, oh, isn't that the liar that tried to defame one of our guys? Well, even if you go to Italy, you're a shame to journalism. You are a disgrace to journalism. You're a disgrace to the Italian people, the good Italian people. In fact, you've put us in a position where you have made the people see the extent to which the new mavericks, the new outcasts, are in fact this Muslim population in Britain. Why are you so desperate to paint them out in a bad way? Because you know that Islam and Islamic civilization is something which you're trying to put your foot on. It's the sleeping giant, which if it wakes up, all kinds of things will take place. You're trying your best. But we are now the resistance, the legal resistance. And I say this from a movement perspective. We are now like the farmers in Italy. So now you put us in a bad mood, Patrick Sauer. And now, I'm sorry to say, I'm worried for Italy. Maybe it's going in a fascistic direction. Hopefully it's not. But we have become the mavericks now, the anti-established mavericks, the Muslim people. And you're helping us create this image. So what I have to say to put us in a good mood is, stamattina mi sono alzata. Oh, bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Stamattina mi sono alzata e trovato le venva sol. Oh, partigiano, portami via. Oh, bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 partigiano, portami via, che mi sento di morire.
Yeah.